This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. I have a very special guest today, Dr. Tara, who's a sex and relationship expert, a professor of relational and sexual communication at California State University, Fullerton. She's also an award-winning researcher, a sex and relationship coach at her coaching practice called LoveBites.co, and the host of Love Bites by Dr. Tara podcast that focuses on sexual wellness and sexploration. Dr. Tara, welcome.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh my God, I love this subject and I love what you do. And I just can't wait to dive in and learn more about Love Bites.
Yes.
But before we begin, I love starting out with, what inspired you? What's the why behind everything that you're doing today?
Yeah. So I grew up in Thailand in a very like sexually repressed environment. And I remember when I was a teenager, I often felt quite alone and confused when it comes to my sexuality. So as I get older, I kept being in failed relationships. And at one point in my late 20s, I was like, this is it. I'm done. I remember just being on the floor crying about, you know, how I was never really truly happy or truly myself in a relationship. And when it comes to my sexuality, I was never really speaking up about anything. So that moment where I was like, this is it. I am no longer going to have mediocre sex. And I'm no longer going to be untrue to myself. I made all kinds of change. And that's that moment and where I am now, like being unapologetic and unfiltered and speaking my truth about sex and how amazing my sex life is and how amazing my relationship is. That's what inspires me to help more people experience this amazing joy of a healthy and happy sex life.
And it's so crazy. I've been married for 20 years. And I want to tell you that I feel like sex is so important in marriage, especially even if you don't have time to communicate. Sometimes weeks can go by where my husband and I don't get alone time.
Right.
We don't have 20, 30 minutes to chat by on our own because we've got three kids and always one of the kids is with us. And I feel like sex is the one thing that connects us, even if we're not really communicating,
right?
That connection is just like, it holds us together. But before I talk more about my sex life, which I don't want to do.
Yes, I want you to talk about your sex life.
Now, speaking of that, it's a cultural thing. And I can totally relate to you because I grew up in Armenia and I came here when I was 13. And I grew up in a family where sex was like, oh, you don't talk
about super taboo.
That. Yeah, right. It's not something you're supposed to love and, you know, share and
exactly.
Talk about.
Exactly.
Actually, my mom probably, you know, the minute she hears the word sex, she's just like, ew. Why did you have me? Like, did you?
Yeah, exactly.
But speaking, you know, that's a whole different conversation. I want to talk about you. How do you help people? You know, first of all, tell us about Love Bites and then talk about, you know, what are some of the things that you do to help others to have a better sexual wellness and sexploration?
Thank you. So Love Bites is my sex positive content platform and also my sex and relationship coaching practice. So it's like two separate things. So the content platform, I have Instagram, TikTok, and podcast. So all of that is all for positive sex education and that everyone can learn more of. And again, my particular expertise from my PhD is the communication bit. And let me tell you the truth. Almost all relationship issues and sex issues are communication issues. Because whatever you experience, if you communicate it effectively, it can be resolved, right? So that's the concentration that I'm teaching is how to communicate in various sexual, dating, relationship issue situations. And my content platform is growing really well. And then I started my practice 2 years ago, in which it's growing really well as well, where I help individuals and couples setting specific sex and relationship goals, and I prescribe them actions to do to get to their goals.
I love that. Prescribe actions to get.
Yes, oh no God. Pills. I'm like, no pills. I prescribe actions.
That's genius. Wow. I wish all the other doctors could learn from you and just prescribe actions to solve a lot of our health issues. Because
right.
It's insane how much people depend on drugs to do everything, on medication, not drugs. But okay, so tell us a little bit about your podcast. What do you talk about on the podcast show?
Sexploration. So, I mean, all kinds of things, because I'm the kind of coach that I don't want to just talk the talk. I want to walk the walk. So I have these guests where, you know, they're either regular people or experts, and then they talk about certain sex topics, and I personally share everything. So I have a founder of the largest sex club in New York on it, and to talk about what is a sex club, what is it like, what's the culture in it, what are the do's and don'ts. I have an expert in technology to talk about like VR sex, what is sex like in the future with technology. I have the number one like leading female sexual arousal, like orgasm expert, talking about like female orgasms, female sexual arousal. I also have regular people that want to share their very candid personal experience. For example, this couple, they wanted to share the step-by-step the first time they started having sex with other people.
Oh, so
opening up their relationship, because people are very curious, right? And you can have an expert come in and talk about like how to open up effectively, but there's like beauty in listening to real couples that just went through opening up their relationship, talking about the experience. It's unreal. I mean, I love my podcast. I'm my own biggest fan, because I think every time I talk to someone, I learn so much about sex. And I mean, I'm a sexual communication expert, so I'm like, I thought I already know a lot about sex. And when I talk to someone, I learn something brand new. So it's really interesting. Actually, recently I had someone that wrote a book called Buzz, and she spoke about the history of sex toys. Wow. And it's fascinating, the history of sex toys. Like, sex toys have been around a long, long, long time.
I didn't know that. I kind of assumed that it was like maybe it started in the 60s, you know.
Oh no. You would be surprised. There's sex toys in the Roman times, but you know, in modern society, sex toys in the 1800s.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's so exciting. That's why, like, yeah, I love leading people to listen to my podcast, because it's not only just like, oh, sex, it's learning about other things in the world.
And it's being comfortable with it. It's something so natural and so beautiful that people should be enjoying it comfortably, not being uncomfortable about it in general. Let's talk a little bit about the business side of things. So you started Love Bites, and then you started your podcast, and you have your practice. Did you come across any challenges? Because the topic is, you know, sex, and were there any challenges when it came to marketing or just getting out there?
I love this question, and I'm going to tell you all the honest truth. The worst thing about this job and how to get to people is there is no marketing. Like, there's no advertising, zero advertising. So me growing, there's no paid advertising. Like, so me growing my content and growing my practice, there's no paid advertising. There's, you know, all like labor work, right? So like going on different podcasts, like an amazing podcast like this one, and then basically just going to networking events and meet more people really in real life, because there is no way for me to do any kind of paid advertising. So that's a struggle, because if you own a product, like let's say you own a lip gloss company.
Yep.
You can blast out yep. so much ads, and then, you know, you'll see with good campaigns, you'll see your return, but not like my business. My business is very unique, and I have different strategies in which I put myself in various positions to advertise my content. But yeah, we have to get really creative because there's no traditional paid ads.
So I own a marketing agency, and I've had my agency after I left New York Times about 6 years ago. And I've been helping tech startups that get funded millions of dollars and they need to acquire customers. So they come with lots of money and I help them acquire those customers, right?
Right.
Through really scalable marketing campaigns and smart city takeovers. Now, as a marketer and a marketing agency owner, you would think I would have an easy time marketing my CBD brand.
Right.
But I'm in the same situation as you. I can't. There is nothing that's allowed. You can't do any paid ads. You can't do anything with it. And it frustrates me so much because it's something that's so amazing and it's helping so many people. But for some reason, we're thrown into the, you know, the same bracket as drugs and marijuana and so on. And so we're unable to market it. So I feel the frustration. But you know what I'll tell you? It pushes us to be so creative that will drive us to be so much more ahead of the competition. So you keep doing what you're doing and think outside of the box. Think of the most creative ways that you could get out there and promote. And I'm so confident that you would be so successful. Like, you'll just blow up. You're already blowing up.
Thank you so much. You don't need
much more, but it never hurts to blow up more. But I do want to mention influencers. Don't ignore them. Mm-hmm. Start partnering with micro influencers. Micro influencers are very powerful on TikTok, on Instagram, especially if you can barter with them, provide a service or something in exchange for them to just talk about you and promote you. That's really the key. That's what's been working for my CBD brand. Initially, we started with paid influencers. We still pay some influencers to sponsor our products, but we have a good like 30 influencers that are micro influencers, anywhere from 2,500 to 15,000 followers. They get our products on a monthly basis and then in return they promote. So think of that. I highly suggest that. But let's go back to you. So you've done a TEDx talk. How was that? I mean, how did you even, tell us how you made that happen? Because I'm sure a lot of the listeners are dying to be part of TEDx, me included.
Yeah. So I pitch my story and they go through like auditions and then they select like their top 10 and that's the list of the speakers for the event. In my story, the way I pitch it is it's not just my personal story. I also have a 5,000 participant study that I wanted to present. But then as you can see, like when it comes to TED Talk or TEDx events, telling your personal story alone is powerful, but TED clients or TED viewers, they're educated and
data-driven,
like research, right? So you have to have some evidence. So my study that I collected data for almost 2 years is based on 5,002 participants, and it looks at what predicts long-term sexual satisfaction.
Wow.
So I told my personal story alongside of this study and the results. And that's how I pitched it. And they selected me. And then there's two rounds of auditions. And then you get to be in the like top 10.
That's amazing. That's
You just gotta be, you know, on a lookout for them and then pitch yourself.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
I appreciate that. I'm going to take that advice.
Yes, totally do it. What city are you in?
We're in Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah, me too. There's a bunch that you can pitch to, and it just depends on which area you think is like your area.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for that. I do have one question. I'm going to go back to you being from Thailand and I'm just curious what your parents thought was when you told them this is what you're going to do.
Well, they hesitated a lot. I mean, imagine your parents if you were, all right? I mean, like Armenian culture and Thai culture are a little similar. Like it's collectivistic, family-based, not talk about, you know, sexual stuff. So when I told them, they were, they hesitated, they were shocked. And I mean, even nowadays, when their friends ask them what I do, they just say that I'm a professor of social science. Which is not a lie, because all of sexuality research lies within social science. But yeah, they just say, oh, she's a professor in social science. You know, a little white lie or omission doesn't kill, but yeah, it's
not a lie.
Omission is not a lie, but like they're from a different generation. They still live in Thailand, so it's very conservative. So I get it. They don't need to live sexually unapologetically and out loud like me, because that's where people are constrained to where they're at, right?
And you know, and I don't blame them. I think they were dealing with so many different issues, so many. You know, it was just different timing, you know, where what other people thought mattered to them so much, where now it's like, I don't care what people think of me. I'm doing what I want to do. And yes, let them think whatever they think is their business. It's none of my business. And I keep telling that to my mom. What do you mean it's none of your business? I'm like, precisely, whatever they think of me is exactly. None of my business. That's their thought. Let them think that.
Preach it, sister.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. Well, it happened to me with my in-laws, where, you know, when they found out where we have our CBD brand, they kind of freaked out. They're like, oh, what? Whoa. You're in marijuana business? Oh my God, why? You have an MBA. You have this. You have that. What? I'm like, I'm not in marijuana business. Okay. It's CBD. And I'm doing it because I don't want the marijuana in my product. That's why I'm making it, to make sure that it has no THC so that I can take it for my migraines. Hello, I'm trying to solve my own problem. So it took a while to get them to understand, and then to get them to use it, which was a whole different thing. But going back to you, and I love that we both sort of faced some of the same challenges, not just from culturally and, you know, from family, but also dealing with marketing and dealing with society because of the topics that we're talking about. And you know, but I feel like having your own podcast show is just amazing, because you're educating, you're able to extend your knowledge and your service at scale and share with so many more people, which is so amazing. Because obviously, you know, when we first start out with a podcast show, we're just volunteering our time. It's nothing that we can monetize and make a living off of. It's just us putting our time. So I thank you for that. I thank you for making time to share everything that, you know, everything about sex that we need to be educated. I wish sex was better taught in high schools as well, because I have two teenage daughters and I'm trying to teach them things about it, but I'm not quite sure how far to go. So my next question is going to be, what advice do you have for parents who do have teenage daughters or sons and want to educate them properly? Because there's clearly lack of education, and then social media, the way it's just sex is perceived, as just sometimes it's not the best way. So what's your advice for parents like me?
Oh my gosh, bingo, because this is the research that I'm currently doing is family sex communication. I have recently collected over like 1,200 responses, but I'm still collecting more. But this is exactly what I'm studying right now. And let me tell you how to approach this. Number one, don't just shut it out. You have to be a part of their sexual development. If you shut it out, there's a huge chance of them developing their sexuality negatively. So be involved, right? Don't just be like, well, they'll figure out. No, don't allow that to be in hands of the internet and porn. So be involved. Number two, make it a dialogue. Don't think like, oh, I'm an adult. I'm gonna tell you what to do. I'm gonna teach you how to do it. No, make it a dialogue. What do you know? What do I know? Let's talk. So this is key. The most successful parent-child sex communication comes from the method called a dialogue. sexual communication. This dialogue involves you also asking them questions of what do they think. So don't just go in like, hey, let's have a talk, and you just go on a monologue, giving a speech. No. That's a big no, because that makes children feel like you're just there to lecture them and you're not interested in their lives. Your key as parents is to show that you are interested in their lives, what they think, and you tell them that their opinion is valid. That's when people will want to talk to you. That's when children will want to talk to you, is when they feel like you validate them.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. So you have to make it a dialogue. Ask them like, so what do you think? What do you already know? Like, what, you know, they're like, well, I mean, my friend said they had sex. Like, what is sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. I'm scared.
You can do this. You're a marketer. Yeah, you can totally do this.
I mean,
ask them a bunch of questions.
Oh, okay. I'll try. I'm going to need your services for that.
Yes.
a little bit more in depth. Maybe
you'll be surprised. I actually have moms and sometimes dads, when they're single dads, come into my office with their son and daughter for a session. And I'm like, okay, what is this situation? They seem way too young. But then they're like, can you walk them through sex? And then I also offer that kind of service, right? Because it's coaching.
That's amazing. I'm so excited that you do, because, you know, in some cultures like mine, the Armenian culture, like, I mean, I'm very different from a lot. Well, I think I'm different. I'm pretty open when it comes to sexuality.
Yeah, you are, I can tell.
And I'm one of those moms where I'll just like walk around kind of naked in front of my daughters.
Yeah.
And they do the same. And if my husband is about to like come to the house, we're like, oh my God, we're all like naked. What's wrong? Whatever. But we're just comfortable with each other. But when it comes to the talk, one is 15 and a half, and my other daughter is 16 and a half. We haven't had the dialogue yet. We haven't really.
That dialogue needs to start now. 15 is, you have to start that now. Okay. And you know what? I'm in Los Angeles. I'll give you one session for free. So bring them in and we shall start talking.
I can't wait. Yeah. No, I would love to compensate you because your time is value. Speaking of time, I know we're kind of running out of time. I wish I had you for so much more longer time because I still have so many questions. I just want to ask one quick question. What's the one thing that you figured out, especially with your practice or just simply with Love Bites, that you think took your company to the next level or took your practice to the next level?
Yes. I thought a lot about this, and I thought about the past and when I just started and now what's different and like, what is it that I figured out? And here's what I figured out. Share, don't sell. I know it's not like revolutionary. I'm sure some like Bill Gates or whoever have said this before, but especially for people who are in businesses like mine, coaching, like life coaching, sex, relationship, and other kinds like dieting or whatever, like coaching based, just share, don't sell. People who resonate with your message that you share will come to you. And those are the people you want to work with anyways. If you try to sell and then you attract people that are not ready to work with you, they won't get the results. And when they don't get the results, they will talk shit about your practice, how like it doesn't work, it's ineffective. So just share who you are, share your methods of living, share your methods of however flourishing in that arena. And then the people that resonate with what you share will come to you. Don't sell anything.
I love that. And how can our listeners get a hold of you? How can they connect with you?
Yes. So all my information of like TikTok, Instagram, podcast, and my practice is on my website, lovebites.co, LUVBITES.CO.
Dr. Tara, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. You're so fun to talk to.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.